In a Glass Darkly by J. Sheridan Le Fanu.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
In loving memory of Michael Traylor, the founder of Wordsworth Editions. Introduction. Sheridan Le Fanu stands absolutely in the first rank as a writer of ghost stories, wrote M.R. James, Le Fanu's great admirer and fellow author. A classic of occult literature, the remarkable collection of stories entitled In a Glass Darkly was first published in 1872 and was received with great acclaim. Le Fanu was a best-selling author in his day, and this topical allusion in a story by Henry James, published in 1888, attests to Le Fanu's popularity. There was the customary novel of Mr. Le Fanu's by the bedside, the ideal reading in a country house after midnight. Interest in Le Fanu's work resurged with the publication of Madame Crowell's Ghost and Other Tales of Mystery in 1923, and today he is celebrated as a unique master in the realms of the uncanny and the supernatural. In a Glass Darkly is a collection of five stories which are presented as case histories from the papers of a Dr. Martin Hesselius, a scientific doctor who investigates psychic phenomena in terms of mental illness. The title of the collection is taken from St. Paul, 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 12, and Le Fanu's slight alteration of the words, St. Paul actually says, for now...